looking for more fulfillment in my life, myself and my wife started a health and wellness business that we're building on the side. And one of the things, though, that I've encountered is, and it comes back down to my posture that I'm still working on in this business, is that I'm not a certified anything. I didn't go to a university for any particular nutrition courses or anything. But having spent more than half of my life, or half of my life, working in this industry, in this study of situ and gaining all the situational knowledge. And having conversations with people, like, oh my God, like you have so much knowledge, and we're like, it's amazing. How'd you learn all this? But how do I leverage that situational knowledge into being credible when, for example, in this industry, you have people that might have master's degrees in health and nutrition and such that I might be, for example, going up against in terms of growing my customer base, right? How do I take that situational knowledge and bring that as a credible thing, or something that I can quantify for people that they respect that.
Yeah, so testimonials are great. And so there's nothing like situational knowledge, because even if you were certified in whatever it was, it has changed over the last 2 years, let alone 2 months. And so if you have knowledge that works, then what we want to do is prove that. How do we prove it? Give people a 30-day trial of it. Give people a book that talks about it. Give people testimonials of people who will say, Mario knows what the F he's talking about. That means way more than anything else. Because look, it's a credibility is a perception. And the way that we keep our credibility is being as close to our truth as possible. And so your truth is your truth. Whether you're certified or not, your truth is your truth, and their truth is their truth, and what they learned. You may actually, because of situational knowledge, do things differently than you would have if you got certified or you have a doctorate, MBA, or whatever else people get. Yes, they may have a leg up on a starting point because they went to Harvard, or they have a certification or a PhD or a master's. I have no doubt that, my law degree and where I graduated early on in my career helped me get instant credibility. But the truth is, you're credible in the space. You need to be confident and find ways that you can show credibility by giving people samples, trials, books, trainings, testimonials to do, though. You guys all pay me to coach you. I don't have any degrees at all. Marshall Goldsmith made me a top 100 coach in the world, and I don't know what the heck I'm doing, but yet everybody tells me I help them, so I'll keep coaching. You can do the same thing in wellness. And I have thousands of testimonials now for people, including you, Mario, that would tell people, hey, thank you. Dave Meltzer's good at what he does. So I would not look at what's missing and look at what you do have and market that. It's more marketing and your belief that you're credible. Those certifications only mean that they're certified in a very small set of knowledge base.
So is that, did you run into that when you were going from law into, into the smartphone, into sports management?
Nobody asked, because you know what? I walked the walk, and I also illuminated. One thing I've always done, and some people, I think it was a little heavy on the self-deprecating humor, but I used to play it up that, I don't know anything about technology. That's why I have these sales engineers, or I'm only 30 years old. I don't know why they have me running this business. I would illuminate that. But then when people were in the, just like you, when you're talking wellness with people and whatever the side hustle is, people know you're credible by what you're talking about. What makes an actor credible, when they're pitching something? So, because they look good? I don't know. So just, I think the bigger point is, a lot of us look at what's missing, especially on the academic side, and it makes us actually, more people will bring it up because we're thinking about it. If it's not a big deal, if you're confident in what you do, you'll bring the value, and plenty of people will see that value.